If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on iRabi English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, and Sheikh Zawid, our guest speaker. We were talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And I'm going to start this question or this episode with this question, Sheikh Javid. You know, when we are dealing with the congregational prayer, you know, there is always an imam, in fact, in front of the people, right?
Yeah.
And this congregational prayer leader or imam, should he, you know, what should he say, in fact, in his intention before attempting the congregational prayer? And should he perform it with the intention of a congregational prayer or individual prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it is up to him to choose whether he, you know, leads the congregational prayer and forms his intention according to the congregation which he is going to lead.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can offer his individual prayer and others will follow him simply. The congregational prayer will be in order no matter what the intention of the prayer leader is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if the prayer leader is offering his prayer, other people can choose to join him and stand behind him and make niyyah of jama'ah. So their congregational prayers will be okay. There will be no objection to other people because other people make the niyyah or the intention of jama'ah, while the individual in himself, the prayer leader himself, actually offers his regular prayer. But it is better for him, according to Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, to form his intention and to make niyyah of jama'ah. Okay, he can make it because niyyah is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the mind, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You just pass it through your mind and make that and form that intention, and you will gain the sawab of jama'ah, because you see everything depends on the intention, of course. And even if you do not have that intention, because you are leading the prayer, the jama'ah, the prayer, that you know, the sawab is there, because
right.
When there are two people offering prayers together, of course the jama'ah, the sawab or the reward for that prayer will be multiplied.
I see. Sheikh Javid, if an individual, in fact, starts his prayer.
Yes.
And he doesn't have that kind of intention, as you said, to be the leader of
yes.
a congregational prayer.
Sure.
All right? Like of a community, for example, at a mosque. Just somebody, imagine that, an individual, just in front of the mosque, starts saying the prayer.
Yeah.
And he obviously doesn't have that kind of intention in mind to have, you know, a group of people behind him.
Yes.
He just starts saying the prayer, and some people think that he's the leader, and they come and join and fill the ranks.
Good.
All right?
Yes.
So are these people's prayers valid? And what happens to the individual himself?
Of course, it is it's correct to say that that the people offering prayer behind a given person, okay, an individual who is known to other people, is valid, you know. And what is actually important in the congregational prayer is to make sure that the prayer leader has an unblemished character.
Mm-hmm.
He is just. And he is, you know, his actions, his behavior, and everything.
He has positive and perfect
character.
Attributes and characteristics.
No. Yes. Justice is a very important, you know, attribute
right.
that he must enjoy. And it's very much important, and it's also very much essential for every individual to make sure that the prayer leader
mm-hmm.
has an unblemished character. He is just, and he does not, you know, and he's not known for something which is indecent or sinful, you know.
Okay.
That's important.
Yes.
And, of course, there are some other conditions which I think we have discussed in the previous episodes, but I just, for the audience, I would like to mention that the prayer leader must be Shia, okay? Mm-hmm. Must be a 12-year Shia. He must be sane. He must be adult. He must be legitimate by birth. Mm-hmm. And he must be just, okay?
Right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away. لا إله إلا
الله والله أكبر. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. We were talking about the congregational prayer leader and his intention, Sheikh Javid. You know, but some people are very much conservative, right?
Yes, you're right.
And they are sensitive. They take it very hard on themselves. And just out of, the sensitivity that they have or conservation that they have,
yes,
they don't want to become the prayer leader, for example. And if somebody doesn't want that,
yes,
like
right,
in his intention, in other words, he's not
he does not consent to being led.
Exactly. He doesn't agree, or his consent is not with the congregational prayer.
You're right.
And suddenly he sees a group of people behind him. What can he do? And are the prayers of those individuals behind the prayer leader okay, valid?
You're right. Of
course, if he's not happy.
Yes, it has been clearly stated in the Risala authored by Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei that the consent and permission of the prayer leader is not a requirement.
Uh-huh.
So it's not necessary for mu'mineen to
yes,
get the consent and permission of the person who they are going to stand behind, okay? So they can follow him, they can stand behind him and offer their jama'ah prayer. Whether the prayer leader consents to it or does not, okay, as long as you are certain that the prayer leader has the full meets or fulfills the requirements, the necessary requirements, there is no objection to you following him in the congregational prayer.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh, and I hope that everybody enjoyed this episode of the Islamic Laws. And thank you for listening to this program. We were talking about the rules of prayer and the jurisprudential statuses of the congregational prayer and the intention of the imam or the leader of the congregational prayer in this episode. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And if you have any questions and queries, you can drop your comments or whatever you think of the program at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also search us by Googling and searching the title of the program, that is Islamic Laws, and plus English Radio. And then you can very easily find us. You can't miss us. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن.